You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A group of Georgia teens repeatedly knock on William Cole's door for a ding-dong ditch prank. Fed up with the antics, Cole chases the teens away from his home, but follows them in his car, trying to hit them. Cole starts pursuing the teens on foot again, putting one of the teens in a headlock, choking the boy until bystanders intervene.
Nancy, after bystanders separate Cole from the teen, the 49-year-old flees the scene and doesn't return home. Cops encourage locals to call them if they cross paths with Cole and eventually arrest him during a traffic stop. None of the teens were seriously injured by Cole's attempts to hurt them.
Cole, 49, charged with felony ag assault and cruelty to children. Ed Rodriguez steps into a Florida Waffle House with guns drawn. Finger guns, that is. He shouts at customers and staff to get on the ground, announcing this is a robbery. Keeping his finger guns pointed, he walks up to the counter, grabs a handful of napkins, and calmly leaves. Cops recognize the description of Rodriguez and find him at home, where he admits to the napkin robbery. He's now charged with unarmed robbery and assault. Really? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Philadelphia police officer who fatally shot a driver has now surrendered and been charged with murder in connection with the man's death. This as prosecutors reveal graphic body cam footage of the deadly altercation. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Officer Mark Dial was charged on 4 counts of official oppression, murder, and voluntary manslaughter after turning himself in response to a criminal warrant. Dial's attorney claims that the shooting was warranted, stating that the officer believed 27-year-old Eddie Irizarry was armed. The deadly shooting was captured on police body cam video in which Dial can be seen firing his gun at close range through the rolled-up driver's side window of Irizarry's vehicle on August 14th. According to the video, Dial shot Irizarry roughly 7 seconds after stepping out of a police SUV and walking close to Irizarry's car. Dial fired 6 bullets in total. Authorities have stated that after seeing Irizarry's car being driven erratically, officers followed the driver for several blocks. The driver then stopped after making a wrong-way turn down a one-way street. The police department withdrew its initial assertion that the officer shot a person outside the car after he, quote, lunged at them with a knife during a traffic check. A review of the officer's body-worn cameras, according to outgoing police commissioner Danielle Outlaw, quote, made it very clear that what we initially reported was not actually what happened.
Dial is scheduled to appear in court later this month for a preliminary hearing on the accusations and was released after posting $500,000 bail. The police union acknowledged that it contributed 10% of the bail to get Dial released. The man suspected of fatally shooting 3 University of Virginia football players last year is now facing upgraded murder charges. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. was charged with 2 additional counts of aggravated murder by a special grand jury in Charlottesville. The 23-year-old would be sentenced to life in prison if found guilty. After Virginia eliminated the death penalty in 2021, these are the most serious murder charges that can be brought. In November 2022, Jones was a UVA student and a former player on the football team, according to authorities, when he allegedly started shooting at a charter bus returning from a field trip. 3 former deputy jailers at a facility in eastern Kentucky have each received prison sentences in connection with the death of an inmate. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Following a settlement agreement, Boyd County Circuit Judge George Davis announced the penalties for Jeremy Maddox, Colton Griffith, and Zachary Messer. The 3 were among 5 former deputies who were charged after 40-year-old Michael L. Moore was found dead in a restraint chair at the jail in November 2018. According to the authorities, Moore was intoxicated when the officers purposefully mistreated him or knowingly allowed that mistreatment to occur. Officials say Moore died as a result of the incident. Messer received a 20-year sentence on accusations of first-degree criminal abuse, second-degree criminal abuse, and facilitation to manslaughter. Maddox received a 5-year term for criminal abuse, while Griffith received a 6-year sentence. While their attorneys read statements from the defendants expressing regret for their actions, they also contended that the former deputies were undertrained and worked in a jail that was operated inefficiently, saying the facility had experienced a spike in unrest prior to the murder, including a riot, overdoses, and escapes. 5 days after Moore's death, the jailer at the time resigned.
Two further defendants in the case have already received sentences.
Jarrett Brooks, 16, grounded after breaking his dad's four-wheeler on their Arizona farm. Early that morning, he asked his parents if his grounding means he's not allowed to attend festivities in town, and they confirm he should stay home. The Brooks family returns from a parade to find him gone, his belongings left behind. Neighbors report seeing Jarrett walk past their property, disappearing into the fields. Jarrett Brooks now missing over 2 months. If you have information on teen boy Jarrett Brooks' disappearance, please contact Navajo County Sheriff's 928-524-4050. There's a $50,000 reward for info leading to Jarrett's safe return. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.